Appreciate y'all being here on short notice. I thought it was important for all of you, as well as our fans, to hear from me directly about the process we're undertaking. You obviously already know where we are with Coach Johnson from yesterday's press release, and we wish him, Cassandra, and his family the very best moving forward. We appreciate their contributions to the University of Alabama. We've spoken with the assistants and the staff, as well as our student athletes, and we've also spoken with the recruits. And we've asked the student athletes and the recruits especially to stay patient through this process. In terms of what we're looking for in a head coach, player development, college background, strong academics and NCAA compliance, those will be four of the primary factors we'll be looking at. We want a relentless recruiter as a head coach and someone who has the ability to put together a great staff that recruits well and makes our student athletes better across the board. Today's climate in men's basketball is very unique. In fact, there are ongoing legal issues with the FBI, as well as ongoing NCAA investigations. And we don't know how all that will play out at this point. That being said, we're going to be very thorough during this process. We want to make sure we keep the University of Alabama's reputation at the forefront of what we do. I think our sport should compete at the highest levels and contend for championships. And we know that's 100% the case here at Alabama. We want that to continue. We're not terribly concerned with geographic footprint. We're not terribly concerned about winning the press conference. We are concerned with getting a great basketball coach for the University of Alabama. One of the things that I've thought about quite a bit through this process is Brad Bohan, or one of the people. You know, Brad had been in other schools during his time before he became our baseball coach, and he's breathing a lot of life back into our program. But one of the things he said to me, and he's obviously not from Alabama, but one of the things he said to me is he said, "Greg, when I was at other schools, I would call to the Northeast, to the Northwest, the West Coast, the Midwest, even to Canada. And sometimes when I was out of the geographic footprint of where my institution was, some of those baseball players in that area or coaches would take the call. And sometimes they wouldn't. But he said, when I call and I say I'm from the University of Alabama, everybody takes my call. That's a strength of ours. And so that's why we need to be very concerned about getting the best basketball coach that we can and not necessarily having it fit within a certain box of what we think we may want to be looking for. There's going to be plenty of rumors out there during this process. I know people enjoy talking about these types of things. But unless you hear it from me, don't believe it. What happens is agents will try to create leverage. Sometimes coaches will try to create leverage. And so we want to be thorough but expedient during this process. Next time I talk publicly after today, we'll be to announce a new coach. And if anything gets out that somebody's a leading candidate, or according to sources that they've interviewed or they're going to interview or whatever it may be, just I kind of assume that person doesn't want the job. That'll be it. Any questions? So I'm not going to talk about any specific candidates, but what I can say with my comments earlier is we're going to be very concerned about the integrity of our university and the integrity of our athletic department and our basketball program. So that will be very much driving our decision making and what we do.
Were you surprised by the way things ended with Avery Johnson?
You know, we really appreciate everything Avery did for us and brought great energy to the program, and we wish he and Cassandra and the family nothing but the best going forward.
Greg, are you using a search firm? And if so, what are the reasons for using a search firm?
You're looking at the search firm.
Greg,
Frank, can you comment on what the specific dollar amount was that you settled with on Avery?
Yeah, we landed a spot that both sides felt good about it, and we're moving forward.
And was the NIT loss, was that the deciding factor? Had you already had your mind made up before that?
Yeah, Avery and I had good discussions afterwards. You talked about the totality of the program, and it was a mutual decision by Avery and myself.
You've obviously done this before at other schools. What have you learned through that process, and is that kind of a footprint that everyone can kind of look to for how you might go through this?
Yeah, Chris, there's models that I like that have been created, but I also know you have to be flexible for each individual situation. You never know who may show up on the radar screen as you go through these processes, and I think that will be the case in this one as well. Obviously, we've had a couple days now, so we've heard from different people out there. Part of what you have to decipher is there a legitimate interest, or are they interested in trying to create leverage with what I talked about? And you know what? What I do believe is we need to have somebody in here that is going to cover all those areas that I talked about, and I certainly do think that's possible, especially with what we have to offer as a university.
Greg, understanding that the timetable is whatever it takes to get the best candidate, how much of a factor is the coming spring signing period and also the coming rush into the transfer portal that occurs every year?
Right, yep. Basketball. The transfer portal has created a new dynamic, there's no doubt about it. I think we just need to make sure we're very thorough in the process and understand this is a multi-year, hopefully very long-term decision. So as much as we want to get done in an efficient manner, we're going to do our very best to do that. We also know there's teams playing, there's dynamics out there which we can't control. So we don't want to rush just to get done, but we certainly know those factors that you're talking about there and take them seriously.
Greg, you've obviously made some of your connections, you know, out in the world and with other places. How much do you need to reach out to some of those communities
and maybe formulate a? Yeah, to be honest, in what you do in college athletics, it's pretty small world in a lot of respects, and so those conversations happen throughout the year, and then those relationships, those connections help you during times like these as well, and that's something we're doing as we speak. We want the very best college basketball coach that we can have for the University of Alabama, and not particularly concerned about where within the United States they come from.
Greg, you mentioned Brad Bohannon. He did not have head coaching experience. Is that a criteria for this job, or would you consider a high-level assistant?
Whoever Gary, the best college basketball coach we can get, and I've hired plenty of head coaches, I've hired plenty of assistant coaches, and had success with both, and had, you know, you never get been about 1,000. I don't know of any athletic director that ever has in coaching hires, but I think there's plenty of good assistant coaches that have become great head coaches, and so I don't want to close the door on anything.
What is the process for checking with the NCAA?
We have a responsibility to reach out to the NCAA. We've already done that, and we'll continue to do that. And we also go to the Southeastern Conference through Greg Sankey and his office.
Any other questions?
I know Coach Saban has a list of coaches that he kind of keeps in case something happens where a coach leaves. Do you have that list yourself, or did you formulate a list before that just to prepare for the contingency?
Well, you always have some thoughts on what's going to happen. I've never kept it up in my top left drawer like you've heard people talk about. But what I would say is that it's always fluid, and you hope that you don't have to execute it and use it. At times like these, you do. And so
There is a current list, and that, and it will be a fluid list.
I wonder if in your discussions with Avery, if he pointed out any negatives or problems or anything that are hard about being head coach about Alabama.
Well, we have Avery, as you all know, he's very positive and a good guy, and so. You know, we would talk about things we need to do to continue to move the program forward, and that's the case with all of our programs. And so if you aren't having those discussions with your coaches about things that you can do to improve what you're doing athletically, academically, compliance-wise, life skills-wise, mental health, nutrition, strength conditioning, all those things, then you're sitting still and the competition's passing you by. So that's something that we discuss with all of our coaches. Okay, thank you.